Tommy, I heard this new word the other day, and I had never heard of this term before, and I had to.
Well, wait, wait, wait! You're an English major.
Yes.
And this word was an English word?
Well, this no, barely. It's a millennial word.
Oh, it's like a slur. It's an urban word.
A slur,
like Urban
Excuse
Dictionary.
me? Oh yeah, I had to look it up on the.
Well, not slur, slang. Sorry, it's
yes,
slang.
It's not.
It's not racial.
Man.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard the word
No,
yet.
it's not racial at all.
It's just slang.
It's so slang, yes, exactly. And the term is the predate. Do you know what a predate is, Tommy?
No, I don't.
So this is
Like
the.
for like a pre-trial?
That's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
So here's the Urban Dictionary definition. A predate will normally occur at a location of one of the parties' choice, generally the less interested one, where
There's rules.
there's rules and regulations, you know.
Oh, that's not a predate because I'm less interested than you,
Yeah.
and you set it up.
Where there are other people they know close by in case the other person turns out to be a psycho.
Oh, so it's just like a group blind date.
First date activities can still happen on a predate. For
Oh, God,
example,
Jesus.
flirting, make out, etc.
Why are we coming up with words that are already like different, like
But the
different
date definitely does not count in any running total,
Oh, my God.
and will leave at least one of the parties clueless and looking forward to slash nervous for the actual first date. What the shit?
What nerd's like, we need to set up a pre-date first. Don't
No.
call it a date.
No, this is a real thing now. This is happening. Life is
God.
unnecessarily complicated, Tommy.
So instead of just being like, hey, there's somebody I want you to meet. We're all going out Friday night. You should come hang out. Now
Sure.
we got to call it something and there's got to be rules involved.
Well, this is a one-on-one deal
Well,
with,
there might be other people.
Yeah, hovering nearby.
Oh, it's like a judgment date. Like they watch each
It's
other and
kind
they go,
of.
I don't think she's into him. She should have set up the pre-date.
Yeah, it's kind of an interview. And if you pass, you move on to the second round.
Wow.
Like
Wow.
the
I always thought that was a first date.
Yeah, right?
Like, why are we doing this? God.
The predate to me just sounds like a way to preemptively friend zone myself while simultaneously getting my pathetic hopes up. Like,
You're like, am I like you stop halfway through and be like, am I doing okay? Can I
yeah,
get a
right?
score right
Yeah,
now?
can I get a
How's it looking for an actual date?
what would my Yelp review on this date be right this second?
Does the guy have to pay for the predate?
I don't know.
That
It's
should
not
be
an
in the rule
actual
book.
date. I mean, I need to see the pre-date rule book because this is cray cray. Can you even believe the state of love and trust in this, the year of the dog 2018? It's crazy.
Shouldn't the predate just be like messaging on Facebook or something?
Well, no, but that's not face to face. You got to
Right,
see
but
if the chemistry,
what kids talk face
neurons
to face
firing.
now? I kind of like that point of it. At least they're meeting face to face.
No, this isn't even a kid's thing. This is like a fucking
Really?
yeah. This is a dating thing. This
Like
is an online
55-year-old
dating thing.
widows and widowies or widowers?
I doubt. Well, maybe I don't know.
Like you want to
If
set up a
they're real,
predate?
yep.
What? I thought we were gonna fuck. What are you talking about?
The clock is ticking. I ain't got no time for no predate.
Can you do that on a predate? Like
So I'm supposed to meet up with somebody at some coffee shop, right?
Does it have to be a coffee shop?
Well, I don't know. Probably. I mean, from what I
It's
gather, it's got
pretty.
to be pretty short.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, can the first date simultaneously follow the pre-date?
see, that's a good. I don't know.
Like if she likes you or you like her, like if there's enough chemistry, you can continue on to the
Can the
pub or
pre-date
something?
flow naturally into the first date? Interesting.
I wonder if there's an actual rule that says no.
Does
Both
the.
parties must drive home.
It must drive home.
Has to be one 24-hour.
Once they reach their
One
home,
trip around the sun
they are
before.
allowed to talk or text and set up the first date.
Which has to be at least 24 hours in advance.
It's got to be 24 hours
from
in
the time they
advance.
text each other.
Sounds good to me. We're writing history right now.
Let's get you on some predates.
Let's go on some predate. Problem is, I can't be charming over a nice Mocha Loca, Gucci Gucci, yada yada da da. I can't do it. It's crazy.
You're a real Randy Marmalade.
I am. And a scone, too. There's probably scones involved. And no one's ever been charming in the presence of a scone. Never.
God, this is crazy. Like, I don't really think that this is like one of those safe places. Like people really don't have safe places, but people think they exist.
I don't know what that means.
You know how the Republicans are always like, oh, the Democrats get in your safe place.
So the pre-date is a woman's panic room.
Well, I'm just saying it's one of those things that probably don't really exist in real life. People just try to create it.
I looked it up on the Twitter, and all these millennials were talking about it.
Really?
So, yeah.
You hashtagged pre-date?
No, I just typed in pre-date and saw.
And it's a real thing, huh?
It's a real thing, apparently.
Wow.
Hey, God. What are you doing Friday? I think this date went well, and I'd like to get you to know you better.
No.
This was not a date.
Wait. Would you quit calling that?
What? What was it then? It was a pre-date.
Yeah. Oh, man. It sounds a bit premature.
It's bad enough in online dating. You have to solve the riddle of the Sphinx to gain entry into a person's life.
You know a woman came up with this.
It's got to be, right?
Like, no guy's like, no. I think we should set up some boundaries before we call it a date.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, hashtag me too.
Yeah. Ooh.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Maybe Morgan Freeman should start predating.
Oh, man, that's hot. A hot
Isn't
topic.
That crazy? Oh, Morgan, did you see his apology?
I don't. This is the year of scumbags and forced apologies, and I'm tired of it.
Did you see his apology though?
Something about he doesn't want to ruin his career or something.
Well, he said he hates to think that his 8 decades of his life will be ruined over he's pretty much calling it a misunderstanding. He said he apologizes if his humorous actions were taken in the wrong way. He said he's one of those guys that likes people to feel at ease around him, and he wants their approval, and he wants everybody to have fun. So that's his way. He says jokingly saying stuff. He thought he was being humorous.
Oh, walking up to a pregnant woman and saying she looked ripe. And
is that what he said?
He wished he was in there, yeah.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Oh.
Creep!
Yeah, and could you imagine Morgan Freeman's voice saying that?
Like, oh, yes, you sure look ripe today. Right. I sure would like to be in there.
Like, even if he just called her pretty, it would come off weird in that voice.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and you look as ripe as a plum right now.
You're about to have the longest life in your life. That's a stupid joke that everybody's making, I'm sure. But I can't do them. You're doing them really well. But, yeah, wow, I didn't know he actually said that. That's a little more than joking. That's a little weird.
That's super weird.
Yeah. That's
stop being weird, people.
Yeah, and maybe he didn't have the intentions. Maybe he was trying to get her to laugh, and I don't know. Maybe
okay,
old people
be just funny then.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not a creep.
Well, nobody said he was a comedian, but I'm not defending that. That's pretty bad.
Predate Tommy.
Sorry, Morgan.
No.
Well, I can't back you up on that. That's pretty bad.
Predates Tommy.
Sorry, you don't get the endorsement of Tommy Thompson. What are you going to do now?
That's one more lost. His career is officially in shambles.
Oh, Tommy. All right, predate.
Predate. That's a term now. There's always a new term I learn every day in this 2018 world.
Well, I've always heard of predates. That predates the Noah and the Ark or whatever.
Exactly.
That predates the Civil War.
Well, that's a real thing, yes. But this is like P-R-E hyphen.
Hyphen, not dash.
Cybersex. You don't see that anymore, that term.
Yeah.
Remember when that was a hot topic?
Right. Well, I guess it's just sexting now, right?
I don't
even hear that anymore.
No. I'm pretty sure that they just decided cybersex, oh, that's just the internet.
Right.
That's the internet.
Well, people think the internet's real life now.
Oh,
and that's what's fucking everything up, I think.
That should be the internet slogan, actually.
we're now real life.
The internet. We're in the bone. The internet. We're in the business of boning.
That's funny. Did you hear about I haven't really read about this too much, and I'm sorry I'm going off on a tangent. Did you hear about the game? This might not even be real, but I saw some article and I kind of skimmed it today that said they're making a game called Active Shooter.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go into a school and be the shooter.
It's totally a real thing, yeah.
That is so fucked up.
They put it on Steam, yeah.
How is that real?
People are dumb. People are stupid. People want controversy. Somebody's like, oh, dude.
Yeah, you know idiot teenagers will play it thinking they're being funny.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's terrible.
Ah, this episode, Tommy shakes his fist at the youth of America.
Well, at the world, man.
At the Tommy shakes his fist at the world this episode. Don't miss it.
Like, now it's bad enough that we're having real school shootings. Now we can let them practice, you know, like, or even just act like they're doing it, and it's all supposed to be in fun. Would you play the active shooter game?
Would I play? No, I wouldn't play the active
shooter. Good, that was a test, Randy. You're still my friend.
Oh, boy. Sorry, Morgan Freeman. I still got the Tommy Thompson endorsement. Hell yeah. Drop that beat, D-boy.
Summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here. Woo! So strange when it's changing the speed. What you know about Lynyrd Skynyrd? So I whack of the intro, the hot of the verse every time, baby. Working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine in the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something, or live to be 90 then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind, and I'ma play their part, and I'ma freak that rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're coming to you from the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy. That's Tommy over there. He's kicking it old school and keeping it real.
I am. I've got my bandana on tonight.
He rode his steel horse here today like he's a little baby badass. You're just out there living your best life, Tommy. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to ride at night, though. When I was younger, I didn't care.
You're just ruining the mystique of a badass motor biker. Man.
Well, when they see my smile, they know.
They know. I saw a woman the other day. She was stopped at a red light there.
Yeah.
And the light turned green. She was trying to make a left, and a bicyclist, motorbiker, was in front of her.
Not a bicyclist, a motorcyclist.
A motorbiker, okay. Man.
Yeah.
A motor goozer, man. I don't know what they call you guys.
Bikers, I don't know.
What?
Bikers, I guess. I don't know.
Bikers.
Motorcyclists. That's bicyclists is the pedal bikes.
Your mom's a pedal bike.
She listens, so there you go.
Hi, Mom.
Not invited back to the parents' house.
Damn. So the man takes off on his bike, you know. He's got his backwards hat, his sunglasses.
Yeah.
She whips out her phone and sticks it out the window and takes a picture. I'm like, maybe she loved the way he was slouched over that bike or something.
Misconnections. She got a picture of him.
I guess. I don't know what to do. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe she's like, ooh, stoplight selfie. You know.
Maybe she knew him, or maybe it was a friend of hers. Or maybe it was a friend of a friend. She's like, oh, there's Steve. I've met him before. I'm going to send this to Kara.
Mm. Maybe she took a picture of his license plate so she can stalk him for the rest of his days.
Or turn him in.
How is everybody doing today?
I'm doing great
today.
How's
it going?
I booked 4 gigs today. So
nobody cares.
Happy.
We are
all
the
paid.
We are the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're a big dumb comedy show. Thank you for listening. You're the bestest of the best.
I agree.
The cream of the crop. The most awesome of all the sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
The olive of oil.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're like the bestest podcast in all the known universe.
That's
the aliens will come to the people. You see,
uh-huh.
And they will say to the people, take us to your leader, and the people will point at us.
Sure.
You know?
They'll be like, that cheerleader.
Yeah.
The guy in the Superman shirt and the other guy in the bandana.
Kryptonian, you know?
Yeah, they'd be scared of you, huh?
They've heard the rumors of Superman, yeah.
Like, we thought he'd be bigger.
You know, if... Ooh. That's harsh. You know, if aliens ever landed, how long do you think it would take for people to be like, I wonder what those aliens taste like?
Right?
How long?
Well, that depends if the aliens decide they want to wonder what we taste like first.
Oh, that's a good question.
Right?
Which comes first, the alien hunger or the people hunger? I say the people hunger.
Oh, I was at band practice earlier because I do that, you know, play the drums in a little...
You practice your rudiments sometimes.
Rock and roll band.
Sure.
And we're outside taking a break, and it's downtown Flint where we practice. And
DTF, baby.
The biggest bomb goes off. It was insane.
The biggest bomb?
People started running out of their houses and shit.
Molotov cocktails in the Flint town?
It sounded louder than that. It shook the ground. It was crazy. But then there was nothing. But people were running out of their houses.
It was probably just the sheer power of your rock and roll.
Shake, rattle, and roll, huh?
You got it, dude.
It was pretty scary, though. We were all kind of like shaking up, like looking for like a green mist to come through the air or something. Did we just get bombed? Like, was that South Korea? Did they do it?
South Korea? That's the good Korea.
Or North? Whoops.
Making enemies.
That's how much I follow it.
You're going to start a war, Tommy.
Oh, right.
Well, your words...
I have that power.
Your words have power, sir. Words have power. Tommy, do you think aliens are going to land?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
I'm asking. Read the tea leaves, would you?
Nah, I think they would have by now.
Okay. They're just avoiding.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
Maybe they're already here.
Yeah, that's true, too. Shapeshifters, huh?
I heard a thing the other day that scientists are like... Octopussy, which is the weirdest James Bond movie title that ever could be.
For real.
Their DNA is unlike any other on this planet.
I could see that.
So scientists are like, maybe they hitched a ride on an asteroid.
Well, they're fucking weird. They're monsters. They're so weird. They're definitely real life monsters.
Maybe you're a real life monster and the octopus is normal.
Think about this. If nobody ever saw an octopus before, think about the first person to ever see an octopus.
Yeah.
Nobody believe them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They'd be like, that, no.
Okay.
No.
No.
Or like the giant squid, like the first pirate.
The Kraken?
Yeah, the Kraken. Have you seen that on the Sci-Fi Channel where they find it?
The Kraken?
Well, they find...
giant squid.
Oh, have you seen it? They search for like 50 years. They finally found him. And they show it live in the marine biologists are like crying because it's like right in front of their little submarine.
They're bawling their eyes
out. Oh, yeah. Because it's amazing. They searched forever for this. They didn't even know. They never saw it that close before. And it came right up to their submarine. You could see it live.
It was like, hey, guys.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're just tears rolling down their faces.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's pretty insane, though.
I wish Bigfoot would walk up to some of these Bigfoot hunters and give them a great big hug.
Just tap them on the back and keep going.
I mean, can you just let these people off the hook so they can get on with their lives? Just come out from the forest. You can clearly see them because you're avoiding them, obviously, tapping on trees and whatnot, like a mischievous fella.
Yeah.
Just walk up to them and hug Greg so he can go back and get his degree in pottery.
I'm not going to do the joke because I won't be able to, but Brent Terhune, one of my favorite comedians, says Bigfoot has a hit show that he's never even been on, and I just think this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, God damn it.
God damn it.
This world is so weird.
It's a weird world.
It's so weird, I mean, and we just care more about shit than things that really matter, I guess. Like, let's not figure out the gun issue. Let's just keep watching fucking Duck Dynasty or something.
Man, you're really building up your soapbox tonight.
Well,
you're getting on it.
When it happens, what is it, four times this month there's been school shootings? It's, you know, I guess we should stop, you know, quit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the right words are. Maybe I should choose my words correctly, but... Kind of, I don't know, it kind of struck a nerve with me, and it probably should have a long time ago, but
Man.
It's kind of on the forefront of my mind lately.
You would sound a lot more convincing without the, you knows, I don't know, and rolling your eyes.
Because I'm trying to censor myself here without getting too political.
I'm pretty sure you can say school shootings are bad without censoring yourself.
Right, but I don't want to say like guns are evil or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, they're pretty evil.
Sure.
But they're death sticks.
Yeah. But when used responsibly...
They're still death sticks.
Yeah, true, true. I mean, I don't touch them. I don't like being around them. So
it was a thing made to murder things.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Like I said, I don't want to get into it.
I'm just saying.
I shouldn't even have brought it up.
By the way, you know what? So this podcast has turned 6 years old.
Yeah.
This month.
Right.
And we've been having actually a lot of fun the last couple of weeks. We had episode 200, which was great.
Who knew this could be fun?
Right? Which was great with Juliet Miranda and David the producer. We had a grand old time. And then we did the live stream for The Cure, and that was awesome.
That was really awesome. They raised over $5,000. Epic film, guys.
No, they raised nearly $12,000.
Oh, what? I saw $5,000. Wow, I was way off then.
Yeah, you were way off.
Maybe that's what it was when I donated.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it was like 11 something, something, something.
Wow. So, wow, it's even way more important than I thought. I mean, not, I knew it was important, but way more astounding, I guess.
Yeah.
Either would.
I mean, we really, that kind of makes me want to do more charity stuff. We need to do more stuff like that, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So. Maybe we'll
about it. Yeah.
But the podcast has turned 6 years old, and every year for the past 6 years, Tommy has asked me, "Do you want to go hiking this summer?" And it's never
it's
happened.
Never happened.
Is it going to happen this year?
Well, if I can get the nerve to kill you, then yes, it would.
I'll carry a boomerang with me.
It's
There's
hard
no
to,
way.
It's hard to plan a murder.
Okay. Well, you're on record now.
Well, see, that's why I shouldn't be trying to murder people.
You're really weird tonight.
Yeah, you like it?
Why are you weird?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Had a good day. Been on the motorcycle all day, booked 4 comedy shows.
So you decide to celebrate by being the weirdest man?
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting.
No, we should go hiking though, Randy. Wanna go?
Okay, let's go. Let's go hiking.
In the fall, though, please. Can we
in
not
the
do
fall,
it?
No.
I don't want to do it 95 degree
it's
weather.
It's got to be the summer, dog. Dog.
Yeah, because you only work half the time in the summer, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but it's got to be planned on like a 70-some degree day.
No. It's got to be spontaneous.
I'm not hiking in 95 degree weather. I don't even like going outside.
You don't take me out anymore.
You don't bring me flowers anymore. That's not how that song goes, but.
Quality question, Tommy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What country is Andrew Lincoln from?
Yeah. Quality question. Everyone loves the smell of freshly cut grass.
Yeah, I did it yesterday for 3.5 hours.
What if grass is actually conscious? And that pleasant smell is actually their grass soul leaving their grass body.
Well, their souls smell nice, then.
They've got nice smelling souls.
So you're
huh?
just saying everybody should make their yards look like jungles?
Well, I'm just wondering where your conscious, would you sleep soundly knowing you're murdering innocent grass, Tommy?
Oh, God, that is a quality question.
That's why I'm asking it.
Well, I guess we just think about, we kill flies and bees.
So why not grass?
Yeah. So why not another thing that humans can...
Do you think grass is conscious?
Oh, wow. I never thought that, so I would say no. But I guess it's a living organism, right?
Oh, so you think those blades of grass just sit there and live then?
They do dance in the wind, don't they?
They, you know.
What do you think?
I think that you basically think I'm a blade of grass because I just sit here and live too. And I dance in the wind.
Are you going to stop mowing your lawn, Randy? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
is this an excuse for you to be not on your tractor?
It's an excuse for me to sit here and just live. Yes, that's right.
Everything's living now. I don't want to walk outside. I might crush an ant.
We're going to take a quick little short little break. You're listening to the Miserable Retail Sleep Show. Welcome back to the Sausage. How's everybody doing? That's D-Boy. He provides our theme song.
Well, I'd be better if I turn my mic on, huh?
Well, that would help, yeah.
We still got to get him on here. I need to get a hold of him.
You need to get a hold of that cat, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're going to try to have...
more guests?
Yeah, we're going to have the people that got a hold of me anyways, like armchair producer Doug Goodwin's going to be on.
Oh, nice.
Funnel caller Charles, I got to get a hold of him.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I was talking to another podcast, Work Life and Balance, and they might be on. They're okay, fun. Cool. So, I don't know.
Where are they at, them?
I don't know. Good question. And the Wingmen of West Michigan, I haven't heard from them.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah. One of them commented on my Facebook and said when I get another show close to Grand Rapids, they want me to come eat some wings with them. So.
Yeah. In the meantime, go ahead and follow me on Twitter at MRetailSlave, and I'm serving looks on that Instagram at Miserable Retail Slave Podcast, so do that. And the best thing you could do is suggest that people listen to this awesome sauce.
Right.
Please. This is episode 203. We've been doing this a long time. I know it doesn't show, but, you know, whatever. We have fun.
Absolutely.
It's getting real hot out, Tommy, in this place.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my favorite podcast radio show is now just the Anthony Cumia show with Dave Landau.
I know. We talked about that last
week. We talked about Artie not being on it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, is that with the Epic Film Guys?
No.
Oh.
It was after that.
It doesn't seem like he's been gone that long. I've been listening for a while now, I guess.
Oh, it's been two whole weeks, Tommy. Yeah.
Well, Dave's name's actually on the thing now. It's actually the logo is the Anthony Cumia show with Dave Landau.
Tommy's friend and mentor is a big deal. He's on the Anthony Cumia show. He's the co-host.
Yeah.
So there it
awesome.
Is.
So happy. I watch it every day.
Well, I mean, when's he going to hook us up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to ask for favors from Dave.
From Dave.
Right.
Dave.
Right.
Oh, man. So we're going to do this thing on Patreon now where we have extended episodes, content that's not going to be in the normal episode, but will be for Patreon subscribers starting at $3.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
At least $3, huh?
Yeah. Okay. And also...
$3 bill, y'all.
Also, there's going to be a bonus episode, the Lost Episode 198, which we recorded on the way to one of your gigs in Lansing, Michigan,
USA.
You
found it?
Yeah.
It's working?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And that's going to be posted. That'll be a bucko if you want to listen to that.
And that's where you get real
on
emo,
Patreon.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't we talk about that girl?
Oh, that one. No, this is the one we did like a month ago or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You still need to tell that story someday.
Yeah, someday we'll get there. And
someday, somehow.
I know.
But not right now.
Yeah. What are you even singing over there?
Nickelback.
Gross. And also, we're going to release little bonus thingies all summer. It's going to be called Tangents of the Dam. They're going to be 5 to 10 minutes, and you'll laugh or enjoy, or sure. You won't. In which case, God damn you.
You choose, okay?
Yeah. We're going to do one last thing before your curfew, Tommy.
Before I ride on into the night, roll that power on.
Ride off into the night like a rolling thunder. Mm. Thunder. This, Tommy,
see me out on the sunset,
is a segment and tribute to the dearly departed Couch Party Show.
Uh-huh.
It's where we look at weird news in the Florida state.
Thunderdome.
This is Thunderdome.
This is Thunderdome.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying times here.
Yeah, and that is the clip. That's the drop they used to play on Couch Party, complete with
from?
H.A.B.'s stupid voice.
This is Thunderdome.
Oh, his mom was at one of my shows the other night.
You saw H.A.B.'s mama?
Yeah. Well, I see his mom and stepdad quite a bit. But,
at one of your shows?
Yeah, they came to one of my shows, and after the show, she's like, oh, my God, I got to talk to you. So we went outside, and she was like, H.A.B. called her, And she said that he was talking to her on the phone or whatever, and she's like, "Oh, I think he heard me first." He's like, "Is that Tommy?" And he said something about like he knew that joke or whatever. Anyway, so she let him listen to my me at my show for a while.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty funny. But she said, yeah, and he definitely recognized my voice before she said something, which is funnier.
Yeah.
He's like, "Is that Tommy?"
Yeah. Is that Tommy?
Love you, H-A-B.
Yeah. I don't know if he listens.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He's a mysterious enigma.
Yes, he is.
Mm. Love him, though.
The Bacardi bat. Did you ever see that? When he's drinking Bacardi. Does the Bacardi bat, the logo, and that means he's really drunk. Yeah.
Does he go?
Raises his arms and leg. Yeah. It's a thing.
So this happened in Thunderdome, Florida. Tampa man vandalized cars that reminded him of college bullies.
Say that again.
Tampa man.
Oh, I thought you said Tamo man.
Vandalized cars that reminded him of college bullies. And I'm thinking to myself,
that car's drunk.
I'm thinking to myself, who had bullies in college? Seriously, who had college bullies?
The Kent State shooter, maybe? I don't know.
I guess. You and your shooter, shut up. Stop bringing everything down. A Tampa man splashed a corrosive chemical on two luxury cars, causing more than $3,000 in damage. When asked why he did it, he told detectives the car reminded him of vehicles driven by people who bullied him in college.
Well, he sounds sane. He sounds okay, right?
Yeah.
let's not get him any mental health.
On April 23rd, Stone poured either brake cleaner or rust remover onto the passenger side of a 2017 Porsche.
I was going to say 19. Well, he even went to the right year.
And about a week later, he spilled a chemical onto a 2015 Mercedes.
Wow.
What kind of silver spoon fucks were you going to college?
Right? Where'd you go, Yale?
Where did you go? This one's not working as well as I would have. Okay, here's another. Man spends 4 hours in underwear on the roof of a St. Augustine Wendy's.
Oh, I love St. Augustine.
Do you love Wendy's?
I've never eaten at the St. Augustine Wendy's, but...
Do you love Wendy's in general?
I don't like fast food, but I have had their chili, and that's pretty good.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
They gave you chili?
Yeah. I go there and get the chili so I can make chili cheese nachos at home. Do it all the time.
Make something that's fat and make it fatter. I love it.
Well, the chili's not bad. That's why I choose it.
That's why you're...
Okay. No, look it up. It's not that fat. It's not that much calories or fat content. Check that out.
Okay. Okay.
Tommy Dome.
Tommy Dome.
This is Tommy Dome.
This is Tommy Dome. Counting calories on the regular. A man found his way to the roof of a St. Augustine Wendy's Saturday night where he stripped down to his underwear and started yelling at onlookers.
Well, what else would you do?
I want a bacon double cheeseburger.
Is it the Big Buford? Is that Wendy's or is that Raley's?
I think that's Raley's.
No, the Baconator. That's what I was thinking of. The Baconator's Wendy's.
Give me Baconator or give me death.
They have a double bacon. I think they might have a triple Baconator.
According to witnesses...
Now I want a Baconator.
Just add all the Baconators.
How many we got back there? Oh, we got a quadruple Baconator.
It came to the future to kill America.
Octo-Baconator.
The Baconator. Octo-Baconator. I thought about Octomom the other day randomly. Like, wow, remember that woman that had, like, all the kids?
Yeah.
And then people wanted her to be in pornography films.
Was that the same girl as, like, John and Kate Plus Eight?
No.
No, that was another one.
Yeah.
It's just...
All these octagon kids around. According to witnesses at the scene, the unidentified man had an argument with someone, became irate, and climbed to the roof of Wendy's, as you do.
God, what? People are throwing shit in Tim Hortons and getting on their skibbies in Wendy's.
After the man climbed to the roof, he stripped down to his underwear and started yelling at onlookers.
That's how to get some attention, huh?
You got
to
get attention that way. Sure. Strip down to your skivvies.
That'll do it. That'll get you noticed, won't it?
The restaurant had to close during the incident.
I'd hope so. Don't mind him. Just keep coming in. Got to make my quota.
I really want a double Baconator, though.
I got to sell 6 more Baconators before we can close today.
I need my chili for my chili nachos. Can't we work out a deal?
Maybe that's why he was up there. Maybe they ran out of chili.
Yeah. He's like, I just want a Frosty. All I wanted was one Frosty.
Want a Frosty. Just one Frosty. Far from suicidal.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting it.
Oh, man. So what'd they do? Did they arrest him?
Well, yeah.
What'd he get? Drunk in public or something?
At this time, we do not know if this man will be facing any charges.
Well,
public indecency.
Yeah, that just makes people, that means people are going to go on the top.
Everybody's stripping to their underwear, going on their local fast food joint.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
Chalupa.
15 minutes of fame. There you go.
Yeah.
In your hometown county.
There it is. All his Facebook. I know that guy. I know that guy. I went to school with him.
Wendy's. Now, who was the guy that created Wendy's? Was it Dave Thomas? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Thomas. Wow.
You know your foods. I'm glad we got that squared away.
Yeah. And Wendy looks like a little Raggedy Ann.
She looks like a little ginger there.
Yeah, she is. She's a ginger.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
How we feel about her? We like her or no?
She's a kid. So cool.
Is she a kid?
I think so. She always seemed young and like a little kid to me.
I like how your hair looks like something about Mary right now. That was not gel, Tommy. That was not gel. Who's the best mascot ever?
Oh,
fast food wise.
Oh, fast food.
Since you brought it up.
Little Caesar.
Really?
I don't know. I've just always, well, that's more, that's not nationwide though, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's your favorite?
I don't know. Grimace, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to stick with the McDonald's?
Yeah. Actually, my all-time favorite, this is a deep cut, is Mac Tonight.
Oh,
yeah. The fucking moon that played the piano.
Dude, I wasn't. My dad made paper mache Mac Tonight things, and my brother and him were Mac Tonight for Halloween one time. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
They wore leather jackets, and they had these huge paper mache, and they had the sunglasses. Oh, they were great, too. I forgot all about that. We have pictures of those somewhere.
Oh, that's the best. You need to find them.
Oh, yeah.
Send them to me immediately.
Great. Yeah, I'll have to find them. They're somewhere around. I know. You have to go. Oh, sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Deep down, not sniff into the microphone.
Randy.
Yeah, I don't think.
I guess that's where I get that. Andy?
Yeah.
Randy?
Yeah, we established that long
Did
ago.
Did I really?
Yeah.
God, I can't even remember when I'm ripping off Barney Fife.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. It's a good Don Knotts movie.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Incredible Mr. Limpet?
No, but I think we talked about that on here, didn't we?
A long time ago, yeah. He turns into a cartoon fish and fights Nazis. And also tries to deflower a virgin fish.
Wow.
It's amazing. Everybody should watch it.
Well, it's probably a good thing that Don Knotts didn't live through the Me Too movement, huh?
Well, I mean...
or just Mr. Lippet or whatever his name is.
Only the fish was a little little forward with the cartoon fish. So,
God.
In the meantime, he was killing Nazis as a fish, so it's all good.
I wonder what Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin would be like.
Oh, man.
But who said no to those guys?
That's a slippery slope.
Right?
I don't know.
Slip sliding away.
Slip and slide.
That's amore.
Yeah. Oh, you really made it awkward, didn't you? I'm just talking about Don Knotts. And you just...
I'm the rat pack, you a pack of rats.
Okay. So this has been the Miserable Retail Slave Show. I'm Randy. That's Mr. Furley over there.
What?
Wow. Thank you for listening.
Sorry.
Go ahead. If the mood entices you, suggest...
If the moon hits the...
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's the outro, right?
I mean, it should be.
We got it. It's too cool.
If the mood entices you, go ahead and suggest this dumb podcast to all your greatest friends. We're trying to be real big and huge so we can... I think we're gonna try to do more before the year is through. We're gonna do more like charity stuff. I think
that'd be awesome.
I feel like I want to do something for Christmas. Maybe we'll put it together. I don't know. Maybe we'll make somebody else put it together, and we'll just, you know.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, eh?
Yeah.
We will see you next time. You have a good day now.
Waitlist, space boots, and a major buzz. Ojibwe powwow, they call me crazy lungs. Saber-tooth tigers on the native drugs. Stay spun, reminiscing about the way it was. Stargazers chilling in the same hell. Pray tell, the villains get paid well. Just another beast lighting up my brain cells. Shooting for the moons, looking for my angel. So many lost loves, a band dreaming of them. Feeling lifeless, the buzz got me scheming again. Broke a couple hearts, in these Timberlands. Fur coat, and whatever weather, killer cam. Stay chilling, man, D-boy, damn it. I'm a satellite spinning around this Detroit planet. Nightcrawler under streetlights hanging. I'm a ugly motherfucker like Eli Manning. I hop, skip, and the jump, a high shit, and it bump. A jump shot, switch, whip the blunt lit. Wise man in a strange land with a tall can. Do the hammer dance in the bass Ray Bans. Paul Bunyan beard, it's a party over here. Shorty's looking good though, oh dear. Well, the LSD, they give me no fear. Gripping crystals, the hippies ain't so weird. You ain't trippy with your syrup and your Xanax. Priceless is the pearl, baby, jam that. Electric force, acid in the camelback. Up and see the point joints in the fanny pack. Keep it...